Hi, this is Roland. I want to welcome all my new listeners on the mighty KFNX 1100 in the Phoenix, Arizona metropolitan area. Welcome all of my new listeners there and also my new listeners on KKNW Alternative Talk Radio 1150 Seattle, Washington. I have a special offer for you folks who are brand new listeners. You can get a free ebook. I've written some wonderful books, 16 of them actually. My most popular book is called The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. I talk about how to let go of resentment, how to forgive, what is required of men. Men, you need to be more than just, bringing home money and sitting in the living room watching TV. There's a lot more to being a husband and a father. I've got several chapters devoted especially for men and some special chapters devoted to women, about unhappiness in marriage and my husband don't have anything in common and so on. A lot of really good stuff based on 25 years of counseling people on the radio. If you'd like to get a free ebook of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage, just go to talktoroland.com. That's www.talktoroland, R-O-L-A-N-D.com, talktoroland.com.
And now, from the Center for Common Sense Counseling, here's Roland Trujillo.
Well, hello everybody, welcome to the program. My name is Roland, I'm your host. This is Talk to Roland Show. Talk to Roland. And I have some very important information for you, and I think you're going to enjoy it. We're going to talk about life. We're going to talk about how to find secret to life in this program. And this is not hype. Like I said on my last program, I saw a guy with a t-shirt on, and his t-shirt said, "Believe the hype." I think he was talking about himself. Believe the hype. Well, I'm not going to hype anything, but it would be nice if you happen to believe what I say, because, not because I say it, but because it rings true, because it strikes a responsive chord, because as I say it, you also see it for yourself. That's the key to life. So let's talk. So I'm going to talk about things in this light, of truth in which I walk. Yes, I walk in the light of truth, which we all do, but we find ways of hiding from it. We find ways of hiding from the light. And no better way to hide from the light is to be lost in your imagination. Today we live in our imagination like people never ever did before. A long time ago, people didn't live in their imagination the way we do now. But today we're lost in our imagination, daydreams and pipe dreams, and we use our drugs and we use our alcohol and our marijuana and we use our music and our study to lose ourselves in the imagination, and we hide there. We hide from reality in the imagination. So that's why we're all a little bit psychotic, or a lot psychotic. So you have a world full of psychotic people ruled by psychopaths or sociopaths, you see? See how that works? They're aware. They know what's going on. You don't. You don't know what's going on. So let's talk today about how you might become more aware. More aware, so you could solve all your problems, because it's in the aware state that you can solve your problems, because you have access to the light of truth. Look, here's a little analogy for you. Let's suppose that you have a towel in your bathroom that's not fresh at all. It's a bit musty, it's a bit moldy, it's a bit stale. It's not fresh. When you hang that towel out in the sun, warm sunlight, you hang it out on the clothesline in the warm sunlight, that it's not long before it is nice and fresh again. And how does the sunlight do that? It's like magic. The towel becomes fresh in the sunlight. How does it do it? We don't know, but it does it. Well, that's a good analogy for what the light of truth, which can shine upon things. You know, it's like a breath of fresh air. Have you ever had a bunch of people sitting around in a meeting or something, and the meeting was dragging on, it was a little bit boring, and everybody kind of wanted to leave, it was time to break for lunch, and somebody finally said, look, you know, this is interesting and all that, but I'd like to go to lunch now. And then the presenter said, well, okay. But everybody was glad. Then later they said, you know, thanks for speaking up. Thanks for saying that. That's what I was thinking too. See, that's the way truth is. It's like a breath of fresh air, especially when you're responsive to it. When you respond to the truth in a very special way, then it's very, very good for you. All right, now let's talk about what's wrong with the world, shall we? In this light of truth, in which you can see, in which I see and speak, and in which you can also see, let's talk about what's wrong with the world. What is wrong with the world? Well, first of all, it begins with parents. Unaware parents. Parents who basically outsource their kids to preschool and daycare and school and everywhere else. They outsource their kids. That's the first thing that's wrong with this world. I shall be right back after this announcement. Would you like a really positive attitude? If so, you must learn how not to be upset. If you are easily upset, it is because you are too reactive. In order to be calm, you must learn the secret of responding to inner principle instead of external tease. To learn the secret of not reacting with resentment and upset, go to commonsensecounseling.org, where you can download a free introductory copy of the meditation exercise. By relating humbly to inner principle, you can overlook others' cruelty and also overlook your own negative thoughts and emotions. By having remained unmoved, you are free to discern the meaning of the moment and respond with patience. The self-control you receive will restore confidence and a positive attitude based on a love of principle and having patience with others. Visit commonsensecounseling.org and start living instead of reacting. Welcome back. My name is Roland. You're listening to my program, which is Talk to Roland. Incidentally, if you'd like to go to my website, it's talkroland.com. Talk to Roland, R-O-L-A-N-D.com. And you'll find lots of helpful information there. I have a meditation which is very nice. Helps you to come back to awareness again. Helps you to get out of your negative thoughts. Today, a guy sent me an email. He sent me an email and he said, you know, I have negative thoughts that say awful things. What to do with them? I said, well, they're not your thoughts. See, a lot of people, they have thoughts, they have voices that talk to them and so on and so forth. See, it all of that type of stuff happens down in the imagination. It's like being in a very bad dream. You know, if you're having a bad dream, it feels like something really bad is happening to you. But when you wake up, you see that it was only a dream. Well, that's why we need to wake up through the beautiful light of, to the beautiful light of reality. So I was saying that one of the things that's wrong with society today are parents, unaware parents. Now, a lot of parents are dreadful unaware. They just go along with whatever, everything's happening. They turn their kids over to the peer group, to the pop culture, to the experts that say do this and do that, and they just do it. And they turn their kids over to the schools, and where the kids, get involved with drugs and gangs and everything else. And things go from bad to worse, see? And then what happens is, when things are going from bad to worse with their kids, if the parents had not let it get started, and if they had awareness, see, they would have seen the necessity to guard their children from untoward influences. You know, there are schools and then there are schools. You know, and then there's homeschooling. So, you know, you got to go the right way. But once you've turned your kids over to the peer group, to the pop culture, to the groups, to the gangs, to the drug culture, to all that sort of thing, which is very, 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 very endemic at most schools, I'm sorry to say, then things are going to go wrong. And then what? Then the parents react. They overreact. See, they overreact. They get all emotional and upset over it, which doesn't help anything. And then they say the wrong thing or do the wrong thing, and that doesn't help at all, see. So years later, their kids are on drugs, their kids are in jail, their kids have all kinds of mental health issues, or their kids run away from home, or, see, years later, and they wonder what went wrong. Well, had they been aware, then it wouldn't have happened. See, there's nothing like the presence of a wise parent, and especially a wise father. There's nothing like the presence of a wise father. How many kids say, my dad wasn't there for me? See, a lot of kids do. So there is a problem right there. So the second thing that's wrong with this world is dads. Dads who are selfish. Dads who are not there for their kids. Dads who are woefully unaware. See? Dads who are like big kids themselves. See, a lot of men, they get married. They marry a woman who excites them. Or they don't even get married at all, which is a mistake. And so there they are, and they're selfish. And they marry her to support his ego, and then he becomes even more selfish, even more beastly. And he thinks that just going to work and coming home and, you know, having a couple of beers and mowing the grass on weekends and going to the ball game, and he thinks that's enough. He thinks all there is, but there's much more to being a dad than that. Much, much more. And so the second problem with this world are dads, see? Dads who just, they're just not getting the job done. Now look, there are a lot of nice ladies out there. A lot of nice ladies are looking for a nice man. They're looking for a man who perhaps they could get married with and raise a family. A man who would be there for them. See, the noble, the knight in shining armor. But what happens is, see, they meet a guy and he's kind of selfish, and he makes demands, and she thinks, well, I better go along with his demands, because if I don't, then some other woman will. So she makes the mistake of going all the way before marriage. And then what happens then? Well, he becomes more selfish, and he, a lot of times, will just go away. He'll take advantage, and then he'll be gone, you see. Or maybe they do manage to end up living together, but if they're not married, it's not honorable. See, he's supposed to be a man of impeccable honor. See, the husband, the father, is supposed to be like George Washington, like Moses, like David. See, he's supposed to be a man of impeccable honor and virtue and long-suffering and patience and courage and wisdom. Anything less than that, see, and he's going to fail. Now, if he fails a little bit, then he realizes that he's failing, see, and then he gets on his knees and asks God, you know, to give him wisdom. If he sees that he's failing his family somehow, he doesn't know how, he sees that he's failing somehow, his wife is not happy, he doesn't know what she wants. Okay, so what does he have to do then? Well, he has to cry out for answers. He has to look within. See, most men, what do? They look to their wife for answers. They look to her for support. See, she's the one that's suffering because he's not there for her. His wife is suffering. The kids are suffering. They need him to be a man. But instead, he looks to them to support him. You see how he's just got it all backwards? No. Instead of looking to them for support, instead of looking to them for love, he has to look within. He has to reach within. reach deep, deep down for the understanding that he doesn't have, for the patience that he doesn't have, for the wisdom that he doesn't have, and cry out to God and ask for wisdom. Ask for patience. Okay? All right. I'll be right back. Hello, everyone. Many people have emotional and mental health issues. Many people have been diagnosed with adult ADD, bipolar disorder, social anxiety disorder, obsessive compulsive disorder, depression. Many Christians would like to hear something positive and practical from someone who successfully overcame such issues. I'd like to tell you about a friend of mine. His name is Mike. He wrote a book called Mike's Story. Mike got unstuck, conquered his issues, and left them behind. Mike wrote to me about his successes, and I was so excited and moved by his story that I helped him put it into a book. It's called Mike's Story. I'd like you to preview the book and perhaps even obtain a copy of Mike's Story in paperback, Kindle, or Barnes & Noble Nookbook. If you'd like to preview Mike's Story, go to talktoapastor.org. That's www.talktoapastor.org and look for Mike's Story. Yes, yes, indeed. Well, look, here's the situation. You're listening to Roland. And if you want to go to my website, it's talktoroland.com. I've been on the air for 24 years. I've written 16 books. I have some fabulous meditations. Yes, fabulous, fabulous, fabulous meditations. See, the problem with most meditations... is they're just more of the same. Remember how I began talking about how people today are lost in their imagination? They need to come back to reality. Well, people are lost today. The meditations help people to be more lost in their imaginations. More lost in their imagination. See? And all these things, visualizations and so on, it just pulls them into the imagination even more. There's no answers down there. See, and all the relaxation and everything, you know, it's hypnotic. Most meditations just cause a person to go even into a deeper hypnotic trance. See, when you're lost down there, when you're lost, that's called hypnosis. See, well, what you need to do is to become unhypnotized, unentranced. Come out of the imagination and back to reality, okay? Back to that, to the light of truth, back to the sunlight again. See things as they are. But if you come back to reality, see, what's always happened is you've made this and then you hid because you didn't want to see that you had failed in reality. See, you didn't want to admit that you were wrong, for example. You didn't want to admit you were wrong. You didn't want to see your mistakes. You made excuses and you hid in your fantasy world. Well, now you're going to have to come out of your fantasy world and come back to reality, but you need a little help. That's what the meditations help you with. So now, here's the situation. Look, so let's say you come from a typical home with a weak dad. Weak dad. Weak or angry. We see angry or wimpy. Angry dad or wimpy dad. Both are wrong. Both are basically weak. Both are wrong. Both are weak. You have an angry dad or a wimpy dad. See, so mostly we have wimpy. Most dads are kind of weak. Most dads kind of know what's right, and they say what's right sometimes, but they say it in a weak way. They want to be a people pleaser. Most dads want to be a people pleaser. They want approval. They don't want to rock the boat. They don't want to lose any perks. They want to win a popularity contest. He wants to be popular with mom. He wants the kids to like him. See? So he's weak. Okay? So he's weak. So if you come from that kind of a home, then what does it do? A, it tempts your mom to resent her husband for being weak. It tempts her, see, to be in charge. Pretty soon she's in charge of everything, see, including him. So she's in charge of everything, and what happens? She resents it. because everything's dumped on her. So she can't resist accepting the power. There's a vacuum there. There's a vacuum. Things have to be done. Somebody has to decide. So she takes charge. But then she resents him for that because she knows, see, that he's somehow, she's being dumped on. You see how that works? So dad is kind of becomes a non-factor. Either he's gone, he's not there, or when he's there, he's weak. She resents him, so she resents her husband, and she resents her kids, she resents the pressure. Everything builds up. She becomes emotional, upset, maybe gets health problems. See? Things go from bad to worse. She blames herself. See, now the other most women will then blame the most. It's my fault. I'm not good enough. I'm not caring enough. I'm not loving enough. I'm not doing enough. So she tries to do even more. And the more she does for everybody, the more they become spoiled, the more they take advantage. And she resents them again. See how that works? It's a vicious cycle. It's not good. Meanwhile, because he's weak, see, he's weak, so maybe he tries to reestablish his authority, but he makes a mistake. What does he do? He uses anger. He becomes angry, which is weak, which is wrong. His real authority is in virtue, in courage, in kindness, in long-suffering, in patience, all these beautiful virtues, but he doesn't have them. I shall be right back after this announcement. Hi, this is Roland. Do you have relationship issues? Okay, who doesn't have relationship issues? That's why I want to tell you about my most popular book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Do you and your partner argue all the time? Do you want to understand men and women better? Are you in a relationship and thinking of getting married? Then you will want to preview The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll find out how to relate better with your partner, reduce your stress, and possibly even heal your relationship. Visit www.talktoapastor.org and look for The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll be glad you did. Oh, incidentally, I want to tell you about a special that we have. For a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email as a token of my appreciation. That's for a donation of any amount. I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email so you can start reading it right away. Welcome back, everybody. Welcome. My name is Roland. You're listening to my program. You see, I know what I'm talking about. I know what I'm talking about. See? See, as a matter of fact, if you look carefully, you'll see that I'm talking about religion, I'm talking about spirituality, but I'm bringing them right down to the nitty gritty. I'm talking about religion, I'm talking about spirituality. See, I'm talking about patience and forgiveness and love, and I'm speaking about them in such a way that they not only make sense, but that you can apply them. See, it's one thing to talk about religion; it's another thing to live it. A lot of people would like to. A lot of us would like to. But what happens is we want to be patient, but we become upset. And when we become upset, we say the wrong thing or do the wrong thing, and then we resent ourselves. You see how that is. So you have to learn how not to be upset. My meditation will help with that. Now, when it comes to relationships, as you can see, I've been describing the typical family: weak husband, weak father, angry mother, fierce mother, resentful mother, see, and the kids, see. Well, so what happens then? Number one, their dad isn't there for them, so they end up having problems. See, mom's brand of authority is usually more of a nagging kind of authority, so they rebel against that. They conform or rebel. A lot of times they rebel. And so you have problems. The kids are unhappy. They resent their parents. No kid wants to resent his parents or her parents. So the kids resent their parents. They feel guilty. Guilty for resenting their parents. They don't want to resent their parents. They want to respect their parents. They want to love their parents. But when their parents are not respectable, when dad is weak and mother's, a pill, then what are you going to do? You resent your parents and you feel guilty. So what do kids do to ease the guilt? Why, what do they do? Well, they take drugs, they take marijuana, they drink alcohol. See how that works? Then everybody dumps all over the kids. It was the parents' fault in the first place, and especially dad, for not being there. Not having wisdom and long-suffering and not knowing what is required. You see? All right. So, now you can see how understanding sheds a light on all this. You can say, oh yeah, I see. Well, then you better get my book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Go to talktoroland.com and you can order it right there. Amazon, Kindle, or send me a small donation. I'll send you an ebook by email. Get my book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. It'll be the best investment you've made in a long, long time. Hi, this is Pastor Roland. I get a lot of emails, but it's always a special treat to go to my mailbox and find a card or letter from a listener. I love letters from listeners, so I want to make sure you have my address so you can write to me. So here it is. Send your cards and letters to Roland Trujillo. I'll spell it for you. That's R-O-L-A-N-D T-R-U-J-I-L-L-O. Post Office Box 854, Berkeley, California, 94701. Here it is again, Roland Trujillo, Post Office Box 854, Berkeley, California, 94701. I look forward to reading your letter. Well, here I am. I'm your friend. My name is Roland. This is a volunteer effort, incidentally. I buy the airtime. Did you know that? Did you know that I buy the airtime? I pay for it myself to help people. And I come on the air and I talk about these things, and it's very helpful to a lot of people. Very, very helpful. It's a breath of fresh air. If you get some of my books and order my, or get my meditations, practice one of them, it could do you a world of good. A world of good. Okay? All right. So, listen in. Get something from me, get a meditation or a book or something like that. Send some donations, help me to stay on the air. Until next time, bye-bye.
You have been listening to Roland Trujillo from the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.commonsensecounseling.org. You'll find lots of free helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is commonsensecounseling.org. Please remember that Roland's program is listener supported. Thank you.